Folks, welcome to today's podcast. I got my good buddy Chuck Sykes, director of Game and Fish here of our great state of Alabama. All right, my friend, let's talk about the rut, because that is the three letters that every deer hunter always has on their mind.
Yep.
Rut. But there's differences.
There is differences. And one thing about Alabama that is really a biological nightmare when it comes to management, that can be a huge bonus to hunters not only in Alabama but outside of Alabama, is depending where you are, you can hunt the peak rut. I'm not talking about what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. This is peak rut in November, December, January, and February in our state.
Why? What caused that? And I know you've done a lot of research, and that's what I want folks to learn from you, because you've done it, and see if other states are doing it or not doing it.
Well, most states don't have to do what we did, and I'll explain that. When I was managing property in Illinois, every deer in the state of Illinois is rutting the first 10 days to 2 weeks of November. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you are. Mm-hmm. Those deer are going nuts in. That's why people from Alabama are flooding up there.
Right.
In Alabama, back in the 40s and 50s, we didn't have many deer. There was a lot of places in the state that did not have a deer. We always had a few up and down our river systems, down in Choctaw, Washington, Clark, down in there, and some isolated pockets. But after the Depression, they were in somebody's belly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people had to hunt to survive.
Right.
So the Game and Fish Department back then started stocking the WMAs, the public land that the state could control, and they brought deer in from several different locations. Those deer rut at different times. The deer that was brought in from North Carolina, they didn't know that they weren't still in North Carolina, so they rutted the way they do over there.
Okay.
The deer that they brought from Texas rutted when Texas deer do.
Mm-hmm.
The ones they brought from up north, they didn't know that they weren't in Michigan.
Yeah.
They still rutted then.
I'll be done.
And what we have done, before I even got here, the biologists were going around and they were sampling, especially these public lands. And you'd go in the spring or summer and you would harvest a number of antlerless deer. And we were doing herd health checks. They were looking for kidney fat index. They were looking for parasites, doing overall herd health of this area. But they were also doing conception data. So they were taking those fetuses, measuring them, and you could backdate and know exactly when that doe was bred.
You're not guessing.
We're not guessing, no. We absolutely know.
For a fact.
That fetus is 37 centimeters long.
Right.
It's May the 4th. You backdate, okay, she was bred on November the 29th.
Wow.
There's no guessing on this.
Right.
So, depending on what areas those deer came from that stocked the state, those deer are still rutting just like that. So you can go to Bankhead in November, those deer are going nuts.
Right.
You can go to a part of Lee County on the other side of Auburn.
Yeah.
First week of December,
it's
wide open.
Yeah.
You go 10 miles away from that, it's mid-January.
Right.
It's been amazing looking at that fetal collection data that the deer that was stocked in the 40s, they're still rutting the same way now.
So I assume Alabama, but I assume other states might be having the same situation
if
other they were stocked.
If they were stocked, yes, they can look, and it's, you know, you would think you bring 20 deer in and turn them loose. You would think over time it would get diluted and it would just all be the... It's not. You can look on our website at outdooralabama.com, and we've got a map of the historic stockings,
right,
where the sources were and where they were turned loose. Then you can take our fetal collection data, and you can overlay it, and it's a mirror image. I mean, it is dead on.
So if you're a hunter listening today, you ought to contact your Game and Fish and see if there was stocking and stuff, because everybody's going, well, I hear people, no matter where they're hunting in which state, well, these deer don't rut to here. That could be the issue.
It
and as long as you know that, you know when to be hunting during the rut. and not guessing.
Well, before I took this job, I grew up in southwest Alabama. Mm-hmm. I'm a biologist.
Yeah.
I knew when my deer, the evidence was that it was in February.
Right.
Well, when I took the job,
yeah,
it's one of the first things the commissioner said. He said, draw me a map as to where we need to hunt into February. There's a lot of requests to hunt into February.
Sure.
Well, I drew it.
Yeah.
But that first year, I couldn't go to the public and say, we're going to hunt here because we did not have the scientific data. We had what was up here.
Right.
So then we went out. All my folks got in the field. We collected all that data. Yeah. That's when we started drawing the lines. Well, first couple of years, it was South Alabama. Mm-hmm. But once you get to looking closer, some of those deer in Clark County were stocked up at Redstone Arsenal, mm-hmm, outside of Huntsville in North Alabama.
Gotcha.
They didn't know that they were in North Alabama, not right, still in Clark County, so they rutted in February. Yeah. So that's when we decided to move the whole state to February the 10th, where everybody would get the opportunity to hunt a deer in the rut. Yeah. Some's early.
Yeah.
Some it's during bow season or muzzleloader season. Some's prime time gun season, and now we've got it on into February. So all your viewers, all your listeners that's sitting up north, season's been out for a month, there's snow up to your armpits,
right,
you can come down here in late January and early February and have a ball and hunt a rut.
You're right in a rut. Well, that's cool. But if other game and fish guys hadn't done the research, they might want to holler at us. You're on to something right there, because it's not guesswork anymore.
Oh, no, it's not guesswork. And just within the past couple of weeks, we ramped it up to get the season dates the way we wanted it.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of slacking off, but we're still doing some long-term data sets. Yeah. We went and shot some deer within the past 2 weeks. Over in Greene County, it's the first week of December.
I'll be done.
Right outside of Camden, January the 24th to February the 10th.
That's
so it just depends on where you are, but we've got that data. You can look at it on our website, and you can plan your hunt around when the rut is. Absolutely.
And if you're from out of state, you better come on, because you can hunt the rut in January
and February. When everything else is shut down, you may have a late antlerless season and you fighting 20 below in snow. Now you can come down here, it may be 80 degrees and they're rutting wide open.
All right, my friend. Thanks for being on today's podcast.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff. All right, folks, that does it for today's podcast. We'll see you next time.